all of Santa's elves for help because it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Samantha Robeson of Eugene, Oregon. I said, think of a word that means required. Rearrange the letters to name two school subjects, one of which is often required and one of which often isn't. What are they? Well, the word is obligatory, and you can anagram that to make biology and art.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of people got this. There were nearly 1,200 correct entries, and Jonathan Siegel of Chevy Chase, Maryland, is our puzzle winner. Congratulations, Jonathan.
Thank you, Aisha.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle, Jonathan?
Oh, at least 20 years, ever since you started taking answers by email. That's when I started playing.
Oh, wow. And I understand that one of your puzzles was actually used for a challenge once, like you sent in a puzzle?
Yes, that was about 4 years ago. Will used a puzzle I sent in. That was great. And now I'm very excited to be part of the puzzle a second time.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's awesome. So what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a law professor at George Washington Law School in Washington, D.C. And when I'm not doing that, my hobby is bridge, the card game.
Oh, okay. So I feel like, you know, if you've sent in a puzzle, you're good at bridge and you're good at puzzling over the law. I feel like you're ready to play the puzzle. But I got to ask, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Jonathan and Aisha, I'm going to give you some five-letter words. For each one, change one letter to name part of the human body. For example, if I said herd, H-E-A-R-D, you would say heart, changing the D to a T.
Okay.
So here's number one, check, C-H-E-C-K.
Chest.
Nope, that changes two letters.
Wait.
Just change
that
one.
That changes two. Check.
I think it's on your face, I think.
On my face, not the chin.
Change the second C in check.
I'm not doing well here. The cheek.
The cheek. Yes,
there you
yes.
go. You're off and running.
Okay.
Here's your next one. Angle, A-N-G-L-E.
Okay, I got this one. Ankle.
Is right. Thump, T-H-U-M-P.
Thumb.
Uh-huh. Bruin, B-R-U-I-N.
Bruin. The brain.
Yes.
The brain. Of course, you're using your brain. Month, M-O-N-T-H.
The mouth.
Is right. Jelly, J-E-L-L-Y.
Belly.
Uh-huh. Opine, O-P-I-N-E.
The spine.
Is right. Tenth, T-E-N-T-H.
The tooth. No, that would change two letters.
But make it plural.
The teeth.
The teeth is it. Sings, S-I-N-G-S.
S-I-N-G-S. The sings. Sinks isn't a part of the body.
Change the G.
The G.
Oh.
The sinus.
Yeah.
The sinus is it. Lover, L-O-V-E-R.
Liver.
Liver is it? Embo, E-M-B-O-W.
Elbow.
Right, and your last one has two answers. Whist, as in the card game, W-H-I-S-T.
Well, it could be the wrist.
Yes.
Or the, not the whisk, the...
Change the second letter again.
Oh, okay. Wrist. Waist.
And your waist. Good job.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so once you got started, you were off to the races, right?
Yes. Had a little trouble with that first one, but then it went better.
Yeah, no. You got the hang of it. So, fantastic job. How do you feel?
I feel great. That was lots of fun.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jonathan, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a member of both WAMU and WETA in Washington, D.C., but I listen to the puzzle on WAMU.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's Jonathan Siegel of Chevy Chase, Maryland. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thanks, both of you, so much.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Neville Fogarty of Newport News, Virginia. Think of an area found in many workplaces in two words. Move the first letter of the first word to the start of the second word. And phonetically, you'll name two items that have a similar use, one of which might be used in the workplace. What place is this? So again, area found in many workplaces, two words. Move the first letter of the first word to the start of the second word. And phonetically, you'll name two items that have a similar use, one of which might be used in the workplace. What place is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, December 28th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, and happy holidays, Will.
Merry Christmas, Aisha.